السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. If only you knew. Imagine the following scene. You have your hard-earned capital to invest in. You go to an experienced person who is an expert in the field. The expert says to you, if only you, the expert says to you, if only you knew what profits you will earn if you invest in this business, you would put all your money into it. What will be your reaction? You would rush to do so. Everyone naturally would heed the advice of an expert since we all want maximum profits. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the expert of all experts, has also shown us where to invest our most valuable capital, our health and time. Amongst the various aspects that he has directed us to invest our capital into are some simple actions which earn super profits in the hereafter and bring great barakah blessings in this world.
The virtues of standing in the first row. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if only you knew what rewards one person will earn if he stands in the first saf and the first row, that you will have no other way to acquire this virtue except by drawing lots. This statement describes the eagerness which people will try to acquire the virtue by standing in the first row. For example, there is one space in the front saf and two people come at the same time, both eager to do so. They would have to draw lots. However, if a muazzin has been appointed to call to azan, it's his right to call to azan.
Furthermore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if people only knew the reward of going early to the masjid, they would have rushed early. The immense rewards mentioned above are for going early to the masjid for salah. Furthermore, one who goes early will certainly join the imam from the first takbir. One who joins the imam from the first takbir for 40 days consecutively will be granted two certificates. One of being freed from the fire of Jahannam and the other from being freed from hypocrisy.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further declares, and if people only knew the reward for performing Isha and Fajr Salah in Jamaat, they would come certainly even if they had to crawl. The importance of these two salah have been mentioned in many ahadith. In one hadith it is mentioned that the person who performs Isha Salah in Jamaat will get the reward of performing, spending half the night in Ibadat, and the person who performs Fajr Salah in Jamaat will get the reward of spending half the whole night in Ibadat. The experts who advise us about the worldly investments do sometimes err or mislead us. Yet we take the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any risk of error of what tremendous rewards these actions will earn us. So let us invest our actions in these capitals. I mean in these actions. Jazakallah.